When you're a hip-hop mogul looking to accessorize your big, swanky house with some blue-chip contemporary paintings, who do you buy? If you're Lucius Lyon, the character played by Terrence Howard in the Fox series Empire, your go-to painter is Kehinde Wiley. A handful of Wiley's paintings hang in the sets for the character's fictional home. Wiley's monumental portraits ooze old-school authority. Not old-school like Grandmaster Flash, old-school like Jacques-Louis David and Peter Paul Rubens, whose 17th and 18th century paintings have inspired the poses and costumes that Wiley uses in his work. When he started making his portraits, Wiley was an artist in residence at the Studio Museum in Harlem.
I was scouting for models in the streets of Harlem. Young men between the ages of 18 and 35. I was very interested in finding people who had a sense of sort of alpha male presence, a sense of charisma and personal style. And I invited them to the studio to have a very classical sitting.
He paints huge canvases with bright, bold colors, magentas, blues, and yellows. Virile young black men strike poses against these ornately patterned backgrounds. Instead of ruffles and velvet, they wear baggy jeans and sneakers. It's like the 18th century gone day glow. It sounds comical at first, but as you look closely, it really starts making sense.
So much of the history of painting is the propaganda of self-aggrandizement.
And so much of this present moment. So some producers at VH1 picked up on that and asked Wiley to paint the portraits of a kind of contemporary royalty. Hip-hop royalty. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
LL Cool J, Grandmaster Flash, Salt-N-Pepa,
Ice-T.
And so much of what I had been known for in some ways was taking the relatively unknown moment, the guy who was minding his own business, trying to get to the subway one day, and inviting him to be in a 20-foot grandopulent painting, and that moment of chance becomes heroicized. Whereas in these other paintings, we have people who, in many ways, are heroes to me and to many other people like me, and I was able to be at the leading edge of that heroicizing moment.
No, it was sort of turning you into your 18th century models, right? I mean, if you know, LL Cool J is the equivalent of General So-and-So of 1760.
Sure.
I visited Kehinde Wiley's studio in Brooklyn back in 2008. It was your standard successful artist space. High ceilings, ratty furniture, piles of magazines and takeout wrappers, paint, brushes, and the work. Giant canvases leaning against the wall, some of them 20 or 25 feet long.
So,
should we look around at some of these?
Sure.
This work? Talk about it in particular and specific? On that day, Wiley was working on a series called The World Stage, Africa, Lagos, Dakar. He had traveled to Africa and found his models for the paintings there. And he based his subjects' poses on particular public sculptures in African cities. Here we are looking at a picture, a larger-than-life-size portrait of two young men in
Senegal. In this particular painting, you're looking at two young men who were back-to-back with their hands clasped together in the front scene. With their other hands, they're both holding onto a piece of cloth, drawing it tautly.
Blazing reflections of Africanisms are coming back.
So there is a specific public sculpture in Senegal on which that pose is based.
Yes, in front of the National Assembly, in fact.
Uh-huh.
In the background, there's the pattern of West African fabric that was sourced from the marketplaces of each of those cities.
They're so beautiful. I mean, all of your work is incredibly beautiful, but the use of these fabrics is really, it's really, really beautifully done. And because it goes, the pattern of the fabric goes in front of them as well as behind them, you're messing with the
foreground
and the...
Yeah, I always had trouble with figure-to-ground relationships in painting. Some of those more romantic portraits that I'd seen as a kid.
Do you remember when you went to museums and first saw Titian or Angler or whomever?
I think my earliest memories were at the Huntington Library.
You grew up in Los Angeles?
Grew up in L.A., And there's a large collection of British portraiture. That was really impactful for me, I think, because of all the pomp and circumstance that was in it. Particularly for me as a sort of young black kid who hadn't really interfaced with something of this type of artifice before. It was just
I don't think many young white kids have either, to be true, but I know what you mean.
I don't think so. Any sense
of the grandeur? Yeah.
No, I think in the sense of museum culture.
Right.
By and large, when I went to the great museums of California, there weren't people who happened to look like me.
Yeah.
By and large, I was
the black kid there. Yeah.
And yeah. I say that specifically to point to some of the aspects in which race plays into the work that I do now. And it does have to do with presence and non-presence.
Both in the museum and in the work, certainly.
Certainly.
Yeah. The colors of the clothes of the models in these paintings are so intense and virtually day glow.
A lot of that is tweaking it on the computer. All of my work is made from photo.
Uh-huh.
The process is to take the photo first and then to go into Photoshop and begin changing things, taking what would normally have been a red shirt and making it day glow pink, and then going out and trying to source that paint. I love the ability to go through thousands of incarnations at the click of a mouse, and conversely, to be able to take the clothing from one model and simply place them on another and say, well, I like this combo better.
You sort of got the best of both worlds, right? Of this very, very old tradition of painting, and now let me mix it up in this digital way.
Yeah. I think in painting, one thing that we still have is the trace of human presence, hand to paper. And the more you get away from the traditional forms, the more it only heightens that very essential human element.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I spoke with Kehinder Wiley in 2008. He has only become a bigger deal since then. A mid-career retrospective of his work just opened at the Brooklyn Museum in New York. That exhibit runs until the end of May, but you can see a slideshow of Wiley's paintings at our website, studio360.org.